You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Hello friends, welcome to Sacred Space on Radio Maria Canada. It is a pleasure for me to spend the next little while with you, sharing some of my thoughts and reflections on the season of Lent. What does Lent mean for you? Well, for me, Lent is a time of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. It is a season of sacrifice. It is a time of reflection, a time to examine our lives and see what changes we can make to truly become the best person possible. Whether it be the best spouse, the best parent, the best friend, or the best follower of Jesus. Christians throughout the world observe Lent. It begins with the receiving of ashes on Ash Wednesday, which is also a day of fasting, and continues for 40 days of sacrifices, ending on Holy Thursday. During Lent, Sundays are excluded from fasting. They are not counted in the traditional 40 days, but they are still part of the Lenten season. The main focus of Lent is inner transformation. What I mean by that is a spiritual transformation. It is a time for us to become more like Christ in that we are more loving towards others, more patient, more forgiving, and more charitable, just to mention a few. And we strengthen these qualities by prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. The 40 days of Lent symbolize Jesus' 40-day fasting in the desert, where he overcame Satan's temptations and then continued with his ministry in proclaiming the good news, doing miracles and forgiving sins. During Lent, we too are called to overcome obstacles and temptations that keep us spiritually stifled and prevent us from getting closer to God. We prepare for our own calling as Christians through Lenten sacrifices. We are called to be Christ in the world and tend to the poor and afflicted, just as Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Lent should not be seen as imposing spiritual legalism. Instead, it is a time where we can embrace our spiritual freedom. Lenten spiritual disciplines are prayer, sacrifice, and almsgiving. Prayer is very important in our lives, especially during Lent, as it helps us to reflect, evaluate, and leads us to repent so that our relationship with Christ is strengthened. Fasting and abstinence are sacrifices we are asked to make so that when feeling discomfort, for example, feeling hungry or fighting the urge to indulge in a dessert or a juicy steak, it reminds us of people who have an empty stomach on a daily basis. It also prompts us to ask ourselves, what sustains me and gives me life on my spiritual journey? And we are then reminded that we are followers of Christ and we find our answer in our Lord Jesus. It is the Eucharist which feeds and sustains each one of us. Almsgiving is also practiced during Lent. The Church invites us to be aware of the needs of others and to give of ourselves, whether it be financially, material goods, or volunteering one's time to those in need. What you choose to do for Lent is a personal choice. Whatever you choose to focus on, either prayer, fasting, or almsgiving, the purpose is to make it a spiritual discipline with the desire to get closer to our Lord as we sacrifice the simple pleasures we normally enjoy. Our sacrifices should remind us of our love for Jesus and how we are dependent on Him. Although Lent is a contemplative season of fasting, self-denial, spiritual growth, and conversion, it can also be viewed as a season of spiritual spring cleaning when we commit ourselves to letting go and clean up the baggage we all hoard in our physical space, in our minds, and in our souls. We are invited during this time to take a spiritual inventory and then clean out those things which hinder our personal relationship with Jesus and our service to Him. Our Lenten sacrifices are supposed to ultimately transform our entire being, body, mind, and soul, and help us become more like Christ. We can become more like Christ by giving up something, such as self-destructive habits, and intentionally replacing them with a sacramental spiritual practice or a new form of life-giving habits, which can extend beyond the 40 days of Lent. For example, if you decide to give up an hour a day from social media, you can use that time for daily prayers or volunteer your time to serve others, whether they be members in your family who are ill or the elderly. You can make time to read scripture or books dealing with spirituality. These are examples of spiritual disciplines that we can do and will spiritually awaken us and bring us closer to God. As Pope Francis states, Lent comes providentially to reawaken us, to shake us from our lethargy. So whatever we give up, let us add something in its place. Some examples of things we can give up or eliminate and then replace that gap intentionally with a new or life-giving habit are the following. Don't eat what you want. For example, make an act of self-denial by not eating everything you want. If you desire for waffles for breakfast, maybe have cereal or eggs instead. Or if you love your coffee, replace the coffee with a herbal tea. Another thing you can do is give away something either every day during Lent or each week of this period. Look through your home, such as your closet or basement, and have a box or a bag and intentionally fill them with something you can do without. Donate these items to charity. Your donation will help someone in need and at the same time helps create the freedom we so desire around our physical space. Another suggestion is to become a better listener. Don't interrupt people when they are speaking. It could be either your child or an aging parent. Sometimes we have a habit of thinking we know what the other person wants to tell us, and we finish off their sentences or cut them off while they are speaking. Try to be more mindful or more patient and listen to them. When they finish talking, then you speak. Everyone desires to be listened to. Therefore, let's become better listeners during this Lenten season. Something else that we could be mindful of is to stop complaining. Have you ever stopped to think about how many times a day you complain about something? I know I do. Try to find constructive ways to talk about your difficulties. Always look for the good in people instead of focusing on any inconvenience we may experience. And one other suggestion is, let's not waste downtime. Instead of using downtime to watch television or go on social media, be intentional about not using it during specific times. Take that time instead to pray, to reach out to someone around you. You'll be amazed at the difference it can make in your day. In conclusion, Lent is a time of fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. It is a time to cultivate our inner life. Our Lenten sacrifices help us realize how truly dependent on God we are. We look at the ways that we need to grow and dedicate our lives to becoming a better version of ourselves. And when we make ourselves available to God, incredible things can happen. That's what makes Lent so powerful. It is my prayer that as we journey through this sacred season of Lent, and as we engage in the spiritual disciplines of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, that we all see spiritual transformation in our lives. This will enrich not only our relationship with God, but it will also enrich our relationships with our families, communities, and wherever God leads us on our journeys. Now, dear listeners, we will take a short break, and when we return, I will share with you a prayer that can be said during Lent.
I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. I see it now, I'm laying it down. I know that I need you. I've run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, 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 oh. You saw my condition, had a plan from the start. Your son for redemption, the price for my heart. I don't have a context for that kind of love. I don't understand, I can't comprehend. All I know is I need you. I've run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. I didn't know what I needed. I needed you. My heart has been in your sight long before my first breath, running into your arms is running to life from
Hello, friends, and welcome back from our break. We are here on Sacred Space on Radio Maria Canada, and I'm going to talk about prayer. First of all, a great starting point for drawing closer to God and improving our prayer life is simply the desire to improve our prayer life. The desire in itself is a prayer. When we pray, we are putting ourselves in the presence of God. Earlier, I spoke about how our Lenten sacrifices help to transform our inner self so that we can imitate Jesus. What better way to imitate Jesus than by asking Him to help us become more humble? By doing away with pride, humility enables us to become spiritually free, and we are no longer restricted by or enslaved to worldly values. The prayer that I would like to share with you for this Lenten season is the Litany of Humility. St. Augustine states humility as being the most important virtue and the foundation of all virtues. To become more like Christ depends on the depth of our humility. Let us take a moment to quiet our minds and open our hearts as we begin the Litany of Humility. Let us take a few deep breaths and invite God in. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. After each petition, please say either out loud or in your heart, the words, "Deliver me, Jesus." From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. from the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being calumniated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. For the remaining petitions, the response is, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen and I set aside, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I unnoticed, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. Amen. As we pray this litany, is there a word or a phrase that touched you, that you felt attracted to, or resisted, or discomfort praying? Reflect on your feelings and bring them to God. Share with Him what is on your heart and listen to what He is saying to you. This litany of humility is a difficult prayer. But with our desire to imitate Christ and for our inner transformation, and with God's help, we will be able to experience the joy and peace that the gift of humility offers. Let us end this session with giving glory to God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, dear listeners, for being with me today. If you would like to share your Lenten journey experiences with me, please feel free to contact me at sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. Until next time, I wish you a blessed and holy Lenten journey.
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here.
You have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.